Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the Gospel of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel." Passing alongside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat, mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Peter Knutson from St. John Lutheran Church and School in McMinnville, Oregon.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God upon which we meditate this morning comes from the end of the Gospel lesson, especially verses 21 through 28, focusing on Jesus' teaching in the synagogue. People love new things. New cars, new games, new restaurants. Novelty, or just general newness, is one of the great loves for people everywhere. So then the people who heard the new words from Jesus were excited and impressed by them. Not that Jesus was teaching brand new words that nobody had said before, or that his teaching replaced the words from the Torah or the prophets. He faithfully preached and taught from the same material as every other rabbi did. He preached from the Word of God. He told the people about the deliverance given to their forefathers, and that God's promise was meant for them in that day, just as much as it was for their ancestors. But it was new to them. It was distinctive. It was the best they had ever heard. They heard the Word of God now with a clear voice, one with such great authority that they had never heard before. They heard the word proclaimed to them of freedom from the devil himself, and he proclaimed that freedom for today, not the future. The devil and his demons have had their hold in the world, both in Jesus' day and in ours. When one of those unclean spirits encountered Jesus, it had to confront him. "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." In response, you could expect a debate. You could expect a discussion. But the Holy One of God gives no opportunity for this to stand. He rebuked the spirit and said, "Be silent, come out of him." These words, both the teaching and the healing, are done with the authority of God himself. These words, the new words, tell the people of the world that they are no longer subject to the devil's power. Even more than when they first gathered to hear the teaching of Jesus, the people were amazed. "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. What makes the teaching of Jesus new?" What does he use his authority for? He frees the man who the devil had enslaved. He does this for you as well. He frees you from the authority of the devil and the power of death. You have the promise of Jesus' resurrection given to you, that you, since you have been united with him through your baptism, you will also be united with him through the resurrection. This is the authority of Jesus. You have the forgiveness of the gospel. Some people do worry about having a single person stand in front of the congregation and proclaim God's absolution, like it's all based on that person's authority. But it isn't the pastor who gives you forgiveness, and it isn't that man who has the authority. Your pastor will tell you in every absolution, as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, both now and forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Peter Knutson from St. John Lutheran Church and School in McMinnville, Oregon, for today's meditation on God's Word.